San Francisco. Can you hear that echo? Echo, echo. Can you hear that echo? Echo, echo, echo. That is my iPhone. Psychedelic. This is music for your plants. This is Plantasia, a beautiful synthesizer-based album made in, I think, 1969 for, actually initially to go for this, like, to accompany a sale of cute little house plants in a plant store, and it kind of became a little bit of a cult classic, but it actually, like, plants respond to this music, and my sweetheart was, like, actually playing the vinyl of it for this fuchsia plant that I got. How sweet is that? You're listening to Hagright Happy Hour, and I'm glad you are. It's beautiful today in San Francisco. There is much afoot in the world. I don't even need to tell you that. But it is a context we're working with. So I actually brought quite a bit of spacey, beautiful, wandery, electronic. I think just music with a lot of, like, soul and spirit that might edge towards soothing. But, you know, a little mojo, a little kick here and there. Got a little Riot Girl stuff anyways, because, I mean, that gives me warm fuzzies. I don't know about you, but I assume so if you're listening. And you're listening to Radio Valencia, and I'm glad you are. So enjoy Plantasia. Gonna roll out a little Talking Heads after that. So we'll just listen to this sweet synth music, early synth music. And I got some Blonde Redhead, got some Mono, not the illness, the band, extraordinary. Got Jan Tears in. We got Shannon and the Clams. We got so much good shit. Got a little Lightning Hopkins. His birthday was last week. There's so much more in the stacks that I brought. Good vinyl here for you fine people. All right, that's enough of me. Hagright Happy Hour. Radio Valencia. And just a heads up, month of April, I'm moving to my show to Mondays. Just so you know. All right.
miles away. It moves the clouds over by the building. I pick the building that I want to live in. I smell the pine trees and the peaches in the woods. I see the pine cones that fall by the highway. That's the highway that goes to the building. I pick the building that I want to live in. It's over there, it's over there. My building has every convenience. It's gonna make life easy for me. It's gonna be easy to get things done. I will relax along with my loved ones. Loved ones, loved ones, visit the building. Take the highway, park and come up and see me. I'll be working, working. But if you come visit, I'll put down what I'm doing. My friends are important. Don't you worry about me.
Taking over me. sublimation. She is the essence of thee. She is concentrating on he, chosen of she.
yet just beautiful and dramatic, which I hope is the way that people that know me best describe me. I'm just kidding. Mono, that is mono, all caps, music for my family. What's it called? For my family. For my family. It's a beautiful, beautiful record that I got 14 years ago. 14 years ago. Extraordinary. Anyways, you are listening to Hag Raya Happy Hour. If you are in San Francisco proper, if you are in any proximity to the Mission District or can be within the next few hours, there's a beautiful, beautiful farmer's market going on right out in front of me, right out these beautiful windows in 22nd Street. Vendors have just like lovely local vendors, lovely veggies and things they're making, and locally made cheeses and all of this from the surrounding area. Gorgeous flowers. It's beautiful. So stroll on down. Stroll on down if you feel so inclined. All right. Let's see. So we've had some beautiful melodic, just really symphonic stuff, actually. Started off with some Plantasia throwback. Oldie but a goodie. Kind of timeless, you could say. The plants love it. Play it for your plant friends. Plantasia. And we followed that with a little Talking Heads. Don't worry about the government. But you should. But you really should. But don't worry. According to David Byrne, that was made 40-something years ago. No, don't worry. Get involved. I don't know. That's it's not appropriate for me to say. I'm really speaking out of turn here, because my job is to play the music and tell you what I think, which and what I feel. I think I gave myself that role, and I think everybody should give it to themselves. So speak your mind, play the music that makes you feel good, listen to others speak their mind, play the music that feel good. So what I'm going to be rolling out for you guys next here. And then we had Patti Smith from her album Wave, Dancing Barefoot. I was going to put on Frederick. It's so beautiful. His birthday was recently. Oh my, I love Patti Smith. Huge fan. She's just such a muse and icon and symbol of, I don't know. What the world needs now is Patti Smith. There is a weird jingle for you guys. Hag Riot. We're going to get on to television. I got Marquee Moon. Just one of, maybe some people might say inarguably, but I'm not here for an argument. I'm here to state fact. It is one of the best records of all time. I'm not taking a poll. I'm not, there's no conversation. No, I got to, shortly before Tom Verlaine passed. Actually, there's some nice continuity since he was roommates with Patti Smith, and they worked really heavily together and around each other quite a bit back in the day. But I was lucky enough to see, with my man, Mass Mocha at one of Sweetie Jeff Tweedy's Solid Sound Festival things up at Mass Mocha in North Adams, which is a divine spot. It is the most dreamy festival. Oh my God, I'm rambling. Anyways, we got to see television play Marquee Moon beginning to end. I think this is like maybe a year or so before. 2 years, 3 years before Tom Verlaine passed. But my God, they sounded just like the album, but live and better and outside. And God, it was beautiful. What an opportunity. And so with that, we're gonna just get out a little Marquee Moon. We're gonna just Plantasia our way over. Or I'm sorry, we're gonna surf the intense waves of mono into some freaking Marquee Moon title track of one of the best albums of all time. And if you haven't listened to it, you're listening to this song now in a second, and you should listen to the whole thing. I think it's medicinal. That's what, if I was a doctor, that's what I prescribe. All right. We'll be right back.
listening to the rain.
I'm
good listeners, I wouldn't normally talk over a beautiful record. And Marquee Moon is like 10 minutes long, so... And we all have ADHD now, or at least I do, so... you're listening to High Grite Happy Hour, and I'm going to do just a little sound check here real quick. Isaac, can you say what up?
Hello,
yes.
My name is Isaac. I run a family business. I'm on 22nd and Folsom in a Mission district called Isaac's Market.
Yes.
We've been in the neighborhood over 50 years. It's been a blessing. My dad just passed away.
Oh, Isaac,
about
I'm
a year
so
and a half
sorry.
Ago. Yeah. So I'm now I got to hold the torch and
it's a one-man show.
Keep the family legacy going.
Yeah. Well, that's where I met you. And listeners, the Radio Valencia, I was just outside enjoying the beautiful market here while that long track played. And I saw Isaac walking up the street, and I was like, come jump on the mic. Because if you live in the area and you've been in the vicinity of 22nd and Folsom, certainly you've walked into Isaac's Market. And when I showed up here, moving here, like with a week's notice, because that's the way you should do it, right? With my two teenagers who are now in college, we temporarily stayed across the street at Folsom and 22nd, and I felt like Isaac was the first warm neighborhood welcome in the area. Oh, you can leave that open. The beautiful sounds of the market, but thank you. Yeah, and so I wanted Isaac to just jump on here for you to hear his voice and know that you should go swing by Isaac's Market because there is a sense of family there. And I always like seeing this guy strolling around. He's holding down the fort, keeping it warm and inviting. He's got basic goods that you might want, and then maybe any other goods you might want, but always a little sunshine and warmth. So, right?
Yes. I mean, anybody's welcome. I always have a nice smile on my face to
you do.
Give out a good vibe, good energy.
You know, yeah.
I'm born and raised in San Francisco, so I'm so glad to be holding on to a family business.
It's amazing. It's not easy these days. I mean, especially like 50 years. That's incredible. Have you guys been in the same spot for 50 years?
Same spot.
Wow.
Since 69, so.
No kidding.
I can't even do the math in my head. A little over 50 years.
Wild, wild.
Yeah,
you guys showed up. You guys showed up in like the summer of love.
Yeah.
The summer of madness.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was my grandfather, you know.
Wild.
And then my dad was right under his wing. And now since they're both gone, I'm third generation. And so I got to.
That's incredible.
I feel like I have to do my duty to keep the legacy going.
Well, I'm glad you are, and I appreciate the warm presence you have around here.
Yeah,
pop in and visit you here soon. It was nice to see you strolling by, catch you, and get a chance to have you jump on the mic. I know some people are like, I don't want to jump on the mic right away, but I appreciate your openness. So good folks of San Francisco, good if you are in the Mission, go to the market. Go to Isaac's Market. Yeah, to Isaac's Market. Open all the time, like pretty much
7 days from 11 a.m. to 10:30.
Right on. So. Cool. Well, I'll be seeing you soon, Isaac, and thank you for saying hi and introducing yourself to our listeners here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, and with that, thank you for listening. There's so many good people around here. It's important to show up and check out what people are doing, and there's some places with deep roots, long history here, and I appreciate that. And you know, what more could a hag ask for, huh? You're listening to Hag Right Happy Hour. That was Marquee Moon by Television, and I apologize. There was some dead air, I think, for a second. I was changing a record, and I truly don't know what happened, but I will tell you that's a feeling that I get every now and then, don't you? And it's okay. We're gonna go a little Zen Buddhist here on being comfortable with uncertainty, and I really like to tap into the creative mojo that can exist in a place of uncertainty. We'll call it a place of discovery, shall we? And With that, I got a pretty great score rolling. I'm going to just creep it on in here. If you've never seen the movie Midsommar by Ari Aster, well, here's the score. It is the most gorgeous, like, kind of like pearlescent, lemony yellow, marbly looking vinyl pressing. It was a Valentine's gift. You could say it's a fairly fucked up movie in all the right ways. It's a horror movie that finds the horror in humanity. Go figure. Nothing really supernatural going on there. But let's creep on into that. I think I'm going to throw some Rolling Stones Beggar's Banquet on afterwards pretty soon here. So just listen in and...
It was a time for a change. Killed us all. Hey!
what's going to be the new sports center. And keep going until you hit the place where they're thinking of building that drive-in bank.